Heidi and Frank show.
Oh, my goodness.
Already calling in. Who could it possibly be? Hello?
Hello?
Oh.
Jerry. Jerry Springer, ladies and gentlemen.
You are so kind.
Hey, Jerry Springer. You know, I grew up in Indiana and went to school in Cincinnati, so I remember you were doing something on the, was it the Showboat Majestic or Riverboat down in Cincinnati? I don't know. Does that ring a bell to you at all?
It's been so many. Yes.
And I remember, because you were a newsman when I lived
right.
there. So
anchored the news for the Channel 5, the NBC affiliate.
That's right. And I remember seeing you from a distance and being so excited because, like, you were one of the first celebrities. I'm like, that's Jerry Springer. He's the news.
You poor thing.
I know. And you were there with your daughter, and I was all excited, and I never bothered you. But
well, that's right. Katie was in. Now I totally remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
Katie was in a children's musical there.
I was there watching.
Yeah. Oh, neato. Yeah.
And now I'm talking to you, so it's very exciting.
Jerry Springer on the phone with us. The Jerry Springer Show is now in its 23rd season. Is that, the longest running for a talk show?
It's the longest running on the air.
Yeah.
Oprah went 25 years, so I still have 2 years to catch her.
Two more. You got it in you, Jerry?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what I got in. Yeah. I'm 70 years old. I'm happy for anything.
Yeah, the show airs weekdays in Los Angeles on KTLA. 23 seasons. Is there a particular episode or show that stands out in those 23 seasons for you?
Was it the one where they start fighting each other? Surprise. Here's one that was a surprise. You see, just as a way of background, I'm never allowed to know what the subject matter of the show is or who the guests are. So just before I go out on stage, they hand me that card, which you see me carrying around.
Mr. Improv over
That's
here.
That's awesome.
It really is.
Well, there's a reason. It's actually easier. But what they do is they give me a card, and all the card has on it are the names of the guests. And my job is to ask questions that you would ask sitting at home watching and then make jokes. So that's what I'm hired to do.
So you don't know what the topic is till you read the teleprompter and it says, I slept with my hermaphrodite grandma?
No, teleprompter has is the introduction.
That's fascinating,
show,
Jerry.
And now, here's our guest. So you'll notice the first question in every segment by me is always, so what's going on?
I really don't know.
And I start making jokes or asking other questions.
That's great. Now, so basically, it's entertaining for you because, I mean, you don't know what's going on, so it's equally as entertaining for you as it is everybody else watching
it. Yeah, and the reason we do that is because I'm not an actor. And so if I really knew what the subject was or what the surprise was, then it would look so fake if all of a sudden I said, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this. So anyway, so that's how that happens. Now, there's this one show, and it starts off like any show. There's a guy sitting on stage, and I go, let's say his name was Bob. He's a 40-year-old man. And I say, hey, Bob, what's going on? And he says, well, I'm having trouble with the neighbors. I said, what's the problem? And he says, well, they don't like my wife, and they protest and all that. I said, really? I said, well, what's wrong with her? And he says, nothing. She keeps to herself. She's quiet. She doesn't cause problems. And then, you know, I see this is going nowhere, so I look at the next name on my card, and it says Pixel. So I say, okay, let's bring out your wife, Pixel. And out comes this horse. Now, I'm thinking, as any person would, I'm thinking, oh, my God, his wife fell off the horse. Backstage because the horse is coming out on its own. So I say, oh, my gosh, someone go back and see if she's okay. And Bob says, no, Pixel's my wife. And this story, this couple, they lived outside of about 50 miles outside of St. Louis. And we had pictures, apparently, from their home. And the hallway was extra wide, so because Pixel lived inside the house.
A long hall down to the master bedroom.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that it's hard to forget that.
And it's hard to walk away from a show like that after 23 years.
Jerry Springer's on the phone with us. Is it possible to surprise you at all? I mean, because of the 23 years and all the different topics that you discussed on the Jerry Springer Show, is it possible that could they ever throw somebody on stage as a prank to you that you would know that this is not real? Or can you be surprised at all?
Well, no, but the honest answer is you can't be a grown-up in today's world and be surprised by any situation.
Right, that's true.
Now, you may be surprised if it happens to someone in your family or someone you know. That could be, oh, my gosh, really? But all you have to do is open any newspaper in America on any day And by the time you get to page three, I've got 20 shows. So, you know, this, you can't, nothing is shocking anymore.
Yeah, it's a great time to be in talk radio because then, yeah, every day there's something to talk about.
That's right.
Something crazy in the news.
I can't honestly say, oh, my God, I can't believe that happened. You know, if you're a grown-up, you know everything happens.
What can we expect in this season coming up? I mean,
he doesn't know.
I mean, as far as like format, I mean, I think you know, you usually have like you know, it comes to fisticuffs or something. There's like the bodyguards or the bouncers come out and they like separate people. Why not let them put on headgear like celebrity boxing and then like have them argue it out and at the end they box each other? I think that'd be awesome.
Well, if they put on headgear, you couldn't pull the wigs off.
Yeah, and then the hair pulling is a big part of it.
That is a big thing. Yeah.
That's why Jerry Springer is on for 23 seasons. He thinks of the details.
And then I see here you're hosting The Price is Right live this summer in Missouri. In what, Branson?
Yes, yeah. I host the national tour of The Price is Right, and we go to cities and casinos, I mean theaters and casinos around the country. And I guess starting in about 2 weeks, yeah, May 23rd, I'm starting 9 weeks in Branson.
Is that something you'd like to do? Like if Drew Carey walks away, you'd like to actually do The Price is Right?
Well, I'm 70 years old. I'm not.
Well, Bob Barker was, 115 or something. I mean, he was there a while.
So I have my own daytime show. So, I enjoy doing the live show. I really do. It's a fun show to do. And because it gives you an excuse just to joke around with the contestants.
And give people money.
What I do.
All right, Jerry Springer, final thought here. Would you rather have sex, have missionary sex with a cowgirl or have cowgirl sex with a missionary?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I'd have to talk to my rabbi.
Thank you, Jerry Springer. His 23rd season airs weekdays in Los Angeles on KTLA, so be sure and check that out.